TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All the feels in Boston on this Tuesday morning, and I do appreciate that we have the opportunity to crown another champion in the NBA. It's been a long playoff road for the entire league, but mostly for the Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks, who crown their two-month odyssey with a title in game number 5 inside the TD Garden. Who knows what happened in game number 4? I will summarize it like this. The Celtics didn't need to win game number 4. I do not believe it was a collective effort. I don't believe that people would ever rig a game like that, not at this level, nor do I think the secret could be kept if it was an attempt to rig a game and get an extra one out of the NBA Finals. Humans are humans. We all have emotions. That whole backs against the wall, win or go home, have no other choice, that's real for the Mavericks in game number 4. It certainly was. But also, it was real for the Celtics that they didn't need to win. And so that kind of plays with sometimes the mentality, the effort, all of that that goes into it. The Celtics knew no team had ever come back from an 0-3 deficit to win a best of 7 series. But they were primed and ready for game number 5, of course. And the fans were going wild long before the game started for warm-ups when Kristaps Porzingis came out dressed. And they knew he was going to play all the way through that first half. Even when Luka hit a few shots, but mostly to power the defensive intensity for the Celtics all the way through that first half until made a late run there in the second quarter, capped by the big Peyton Pritchard half-court shot. If you did not know time and score, all you did was watch the shot or see the reaction from the crowd and the Celtics bench, you might have thought that was the shot that gave Boston its 18th NBA title. Oh no, it wasn't that shot, but it was certainly a signal that the second half would be more coronation than competition. All the way through that second half, the Celtics never relinquished the lead. The Mavericks gave it a couple of good runs, but didn't hit enough shots, didn't have any answer for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Kyrie Irving, once again, not the player that he can be when on the Garden court. And Luka can only do so much. It wasn't the Mavericks' year. I'm impressed that a 5 seed made it to the NBA Finals. I like what we saw. I think the Mavericks can use this experience and use the pieces as a core to potentially do this again. Isn't that what the Celtics just did? Isn't that what the Florida Panthers are trying to do? Failure is a powerful motivator. And after a few painful years, years that Jalen and Jason have talked about, Al Horford's talked about, after a few years of failure, playoff futility, falling short of expectations in the most dramatic ways, after embarrassing moments and near misses, the Celtics were ready for this. They were ready to be champions. And they left no room for doubt in the 23-24 season. I wrote down a bunch of numbers that stood out to me as I was watching this game five. One of those numbers is 16. This is a sweet 16 run for the Boston Celtics. They finished this playoff season 16-3. They had a record long playoff win streak, but 16-3, that's how dominant. And on the 16th anniversary of their last NBA title, they're able to claim their next championship, which breaks a tie with the Lakers. So many numbers that really paint the picture, and then the emotions. I'm always about the redemption stories. Athletes, well, really humans, but our context a lot of times at sports, fell flat on their faces, got humiliated. And how many times did Jaylen Brown use the term embarrassing or embarrassed to talk about his performances and their failures in the past? 22, 23, I mean, there are others. The Kyrie years. That was a motivation for him. He was a man on a mission all season. And man, talk about a guy who was not going through that again. That's what I thought when I watched Jaylen Brown this series. And really throughout the playoffs. I'm not doing that again. But all of those experiences put the Celtics in the place where they could be the most dominant team in the NBA this year. Have 15 more wins through regular season and playoffs than any other team in the league. They had the Eastern Conference top seed locked up in February, it felt like. A lead that got to be 14, 15 games over the closest team in the East. For all of those reasons, it wasn't instant gratification. It didn't come easy. And as Joe Mazzulla talked about afterwards, if you wear Celtics green, well, the criticism comes with the territory. But you need that. It actually sharpens you. It's part of the privilege of playing in a pressure cooker.
And it's Boston. Like, we wouldn't want it any other way. And I think the ownership and the responsibility to give back to the franchise, give back to the city, give back to it is, that's just part of it. You need criticism. You need praise. You need expectations. All those things go into making who you are as a person, making who you are as people, as an organization. So just have an understanding that they're never going to go away. If someone tells you good job, that's just as dangerous as someone telling you you suck. But you need both of them in order to get to where you want to get to. And there's no place I'd rather be.
Jalen stumbles, puts it off the window and in. Really tough shot, falling away to his left.
It should have been a foul.
Celtics have their largest lead, up by 8, 13-5. Scramble for the jump ball. Tatum's able to push it to Derek White. He's going to launch a quick three. It's online and good. How about that for a break? So already the guys like White and Holiday, who struggled mightily in game four, are on the board early. Still a 12-point game right now. Tatum deep on the right side. Lobs it, Porzingis catches against Kyrie Irving. Porzingis, one dribble, pump fake, short jumper, bounces in. The Celtics are getting every bounce in the first half tonight that they did not get in game four on Friday.
I don't really believe in luck. I think you create a lot of your own bounces. I think that you hustle and you work at it and you can change a game in this case. You can change a game or you can change an outcome based on the effort that you put into it. And the Celtics had the effort, the intensity, the urgency. especially on defense, man, it's like playing a buzzsaw against that defense when they're all locked in. Nothing comes easy. Not even for a Kyrie Irving and a Luka Doncic who are used to seeing the looks that they want and having them drop. And you work so hard against a defense like that that you're exhausted on the other end yourself when it's time to play defense. Definitely the case. And so they're able to build a double-digit lead, kind of a 11, 12, 13 in that range early in the second quarter, but had these mini runs, these mini bursts, and the Mavericks didn't have the firepower. They got some open looks, but they would go long stretches without getting a shot to drop. And then came the hammer right before halftime.
Pritchard, half court, it's in the air.
Got it!
He got it! He did it again! Peyton Pritchard did it again with the world watching. He knocks down a half court three that will send the Boston Celtics into the locker room with a 21-point lead halfway to banner 18.
Ooh, there is a God. There is a God, and his name is Pritchard. Bang! Bang! Bang!
That was beautiful. He did that, and I just kind of take a glance at the other team, and it's one of those that it just kind of breaks your spirit, you know, and then it just kind of fueled us, but Peyton, man, like that just sums it up.
Yeah. Al Horford actually said, we knew we had it when Peyton hit that half court shot. And like I said, if you only watch the video, you don't know time and score, you don't know the sit rep, well, you might believe they'd won the championship at that moment because Jason Tatum flies through the air and gives him a chest bump. I actually thought he was going to fall over. He didn't. Good for Peyton. He was ready for it. You've got the bench going nutso. The crowd goes crazy as well. That's the call with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell, whose title for Peyton Pritchard is pretty impressive. His name is Peyton.
There is a God, and his name is Pritchard.
Oh, Pritchard, sorry. Neither one. That's not actually God's name. But you know, it's hyperbole. And so if you watch that video, we've got it up on our show, Twix, at Amy After Hours. It's tremendous, the reaction inside the arena. And I kind of wondered, too, what was the halftime locker room like? Could you imagine? I remember the stories. These are fairly common now. You'll hear them every now and then. Maybe it was a secret at the time, but I think the cat's been out of the bag for a few years. When the Atlanta Falcons led the New England Patriots at halftime of their Super Bowl going back to 16, when they had that massive lead and they were up 28-3, they were celebrating in the Atlanta Falcons locker room and in the suite thinking, oh my gosh, it's just a matter of time. Right. And even Scott Pioli has talked about, because he was an executive with that team, that he couldn't believe that the Falcons front office were acting like they'd already won something. Well, the Celtics are too professional and, of course, have been denied before to just allow it to slip through their fingers. But according to Al Horford, that's when they recognized, yes, this would be banner number 18. It's after.
Yes!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Never trailed. The Mavericks would put together a few shots, but the Celtics never relinquished control in this one. I have no clue how they lost by nearly 50 in game number 4 when I watch a performance like game 5. But really, most of the time through the playoffs. It was an interesting point that Mark Kestisher made. He had the national radio call and joined us live from Boston a couple hours ago. And he said, it's strange because the three teams that the Celtics lost to in the playoffs all bashed them. Just three times. So uncharacteristic of this run. And yet, we see it a lot in the NBA. Those are the three losses. And they all were fairly shocking if you consider what the Celtics have accomplished this year. By the time they got to, say, 8 minutes, 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, the place was going nuts, just counting down those ticks on the clock, on the game clock. And it was really neat to see Joe Mazzulla pull all the guys out, each one of them getting their opportunity to hear from the crowd. And then Kyrie Irving, who decides before he leaves the court, he's going to go and congratulate his former teammates, some of the Celtics, Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, not sure if that was him waving the white flag or hoping to gain a little, I don't know, some type of reprieve from the Boston fans.
When I was shaking everybody's hands, that was more of a sign of respect for their journey. They've been through an incredible five-year span of going to game sevens or losing in the finals. So they know what this bitter feeling feels like, being up here and answering questions about what this next year hold. And I think they used everything as motivation. They were healthy, and they really kept their head down and weren't paying attention to any of the personal accolades or individual accolades. I think they just came together as a team and were okay with each person being great in their role and selflessly putting their best foot forward. So I think we learned more than anything from this series on what it takes to not only get back to this level, but win at this level. And, the Celtics are the perfect example for us.
Richards kick out for a Sam Hauser three that rims out. But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They were told they had to win. There's only one thing you can do when expectations are that high. Meet them. And there's only one way to stop being haunted by the ghosts and the legends and the champions of Chapters Building. Join them. Together they have, and together they stand alone on top of the mountain for now. And once again, the Boston Celtics stand alone for all time. It is Banner 18. The mission demanded is mission accomplished.
Wow. Sean Grandy crushed it, as he always does. His second chance to call an NBA championship going back to 2008. It was exactly 16 years to the day from the Celtics' last world championship. Happened on June 17th, 2008 and June 17th, 2024 that they clinch that 18th title and break the tie with their arch rival Lakers. You could say a lot of things about these Celtics. A ton of experience, again, forged through adversity and disappointment and failure and embarrassment, according to Jaylen Brown. But you can also see it. The heart, the soul, the blood, the sweat, the tears, all of that. And in fact, Derek White bloodied, loses half a tooth when he does a face plant into the Garden court in the first half. Did you guys see Jaylen Brown? He was mic'd up. He's a great candidate for being mic'd up. And he says to Derek White early in the second half, "You some kind of ugly." Derek White, he doesn't care about teeth. Who needs teeth?
I said, F that tooth.
So he walks over with a bloody mouth after he hits the deck with his face and tells the bench, bleep that tooth.
F that tooth.
I saw his story, just a quick post on Twix about an hour ago. There's still people in the building, including Derek White. They're probably still celebrating. And I'll have to go back and find the credit so I can give it to you. But he tweeted that Derek White was running through a largely empty media area. So people are probably still writing, filing stories, making sure that they've gotten every last thing done. And Derek White's running through yelling, F yeah, F yeah, over and over again. So there are a lot of guys who are still, well, were still there probably an hour ago. Amazing run for the Celtics. And as I say, it always means more when you've had to suffer for it. Everything worth having is worth sacrificing for. The tears were there for Jason Tatum, for Joe Mazzulla, for Al Horford. I love the old dudes in sports because they know their chances are coming to an end. They recognize their own mortality in sports. And at 38 years old, 186 playoff games in the rearview mirror, Al Horford is finally an NBA champion. How about 107 playoff games together for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Not to mention 107,000 times people tried either to say their relationship had all kinds of friction under the surface or to predict that they would never win together because of who they were and how they didn't get along. 107 playoff games together as a duo, and they've been one of the most productive in the NBA for years. But this was the piece that was missing. This was all that was missing for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Mom was texting me. I guess she turned off the TV. Who won the MVP? That's a great question, Mom. We'll let you hear from him coming up next. Celtics are champions. All kinds of bleeding green all over Boston, no doubt.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Celtics trying to regain the momentum and the 20-point lead with 1:49 to go in the third. Everybody on their feet in the garden. Too nervous to sit. Jaylen from 19. Switch. It's back to 21, exactly where we were at halftime.
It was a full team effort, and I shared this with my brothers and my partner in crime, Jason Tatum. He was with me the whole way. Just believing in my teammates, my coaching staff, and just being grateful. I've been grateful for every moment, every opportunity. I never hung my head.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We could talk about some of the most productive duos in sports. We could even narrow it down to hoops. And a lot of people would think about Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, maybe not anymore. Is Klay Thompson still a Warrior? Have I missed that?
Funny you mentioned that, actually.
Oh, no. He's a free agent, but he didn't sign anywhere else.
All these rumors that, literally the last 24 hours or so, he's looking for a 3-year deal that he scrubbed the social media of
right,
the Warriors.
Right. I was a little bit worried that it was going to come back from the Father's Day and anniversary weekend and he was going to be somewhere else. Thankfully, that hasn't happened quite yet. But Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. You could talk about Giannis and Drew Holiday when they were together, or Giannis and Chris Middleton, too. You could also talk about, say, Luka and Kyrie and the productivity they've had the last year. There are others, don't yell at me. Jaylen and Jason have been together. Now going back to actually the Kyrie years were Jason's first year in Boston. And right away, the expectations on their shoulders to pick up where we had seen the previous regime kind of leave off. It'd been a few years, but Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen was in there. That group left its own stamp with the 2008 championship. Oh, and Doc Rivers. Remember, he's a championship-winning coach, even though history would like to rewrite his story. But this group had to find their own way. They had to find their own banner. Get your own banner! It's kind of nice when you get to that point, right, as a franchise or a team. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. In light of that, the expectations sky high. Sean Grady talked about it in his final call on Monday night. Fair or unfair, right or wrong, in light of the Celtics' 18th title, what other franchises or teams, if you're talking college, are under championship expectations every season? They might have one of the worst rosters in their league, but somehow they're still expected to win a title. Who faces the most pressure just because of the laundry they wear? I think the Celtics certainly fit in that category. Other common answers, the Yankees and the Dodgers in baseball. Actually, Marco Belletti said the Red Sox, which is interesting. Now, they do have a handful of titles since 04, but they've also changed their philosophy, and they've got guys who they've essentially given away to other teams that are now MVPs. Oh, my gosh, Mookie broke his hand. Anyway, I digress. Marco said the Boston Red Sox. A couple of you have pointed to Atlanta Braves right now again, certainly going back to the 90s. I've seen Dallas Cowboys. Regardless, I guess if you're America's team, that's the expectation. Jay and I talked about Alabama football. A few of you have weighed in there too. I say UConn women's basketball. Probably UConn men's basketball now too. Duke basketball. A lot of interesting answers. You can find us on either Twix at A-Law Radio or our Facebook page. The Celtics definitely fall in that category. And how about this? After not making any of the all-NBA rosters, Jaylen Brown is NBA Finals MVP, and I bet he'll take it.
I can't even put into words the emotions. You know, it's just I'm blessed and I'm grateful. This was a full team effort. We had a great team. My teammates were great. They allowed me to lead us on both ends of the ball. And we came out and just performed on our home floor. It was just amazing. And, you know, it could have gone to anybody. It could have gone to Jason. Jason, like, I can't talk enough about his selflessness. You know, I can't talk enough about his attitude and his just how he approached not just this series or the finals, but just the playoffs in general. And we did it together as a team. And that was the most important thing.
The main goal for us was to win a championship. We didn't care who got finals MVP. I know that I need him through this journey and you know, he needs me. So it was great to see him have that moment and share that moment with him. I'm extremely happy for him. Well deserved. That was big time. He earned that.
21 points, just shy of 21 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 5 assists. Now, Tatum himself had a huge clinching game, 31, 11 assists. So second game for him in this finals, if I remember correctly, that he's had double figure assists, coming close to his career high. 8 rebounds, a couple of steals. He was fierce as well. And the moments after the game, this is probably who got the most camera time for obvious reasons. Jason Tatum, one of the top 5, I would say, players in the NBA. And he had his son rush onto the court. You could barely see anything with the blizzard of confetti. Hysterical. Actually, if you missed our conversation with Mark Kestisher, who had the national radio call, he said that he was sitting 3 rows off the court and couldn't see the court from where he was with all the confetti. Listener suggested that maybe they've been stockpiling confetti, since 2008.
Adding more at the beginning of each season.
Right. It's like a pile. You ever seen those warehouses? This would only apply really if you're in the Northeast or the Upper Midwest. They have warehouses along the highways where they just stick all the salt so that it's accessible on the highway when there's a big snowstorm and they need to spread it. Yeah, it was like that. They had a warehouse of confetti.
A reservoir of just confetti.
Just waiting. And it, they kept adding to it every year for the last 16. So, yes, it was a thick confetti celebration. But as Deuce runs up to his dad, and I'm pretty sure about this, that Deuce was born his rookie year, or like right around the time he was drafted, maybe. So his son is kind of growing up with him while he's growing up in the NBA, right? Really cool. And so his son has become a, he's a always around. He works out. Well, he helps his dad warm up, and he's with the Celtics all the time, really familiar with them. And so he's out there on the court immediately, hugging his dad. Yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy. And he, you know, had a couple of words. They had a really sweet embrace. And Jason was asked what Deuce said to him after the game.
He told me that I was the best in the world. And I said, you damn right I am.
Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. Also, this may have been planned or it may have not been planned. Jay, what say you? Was this planned or no?
I think it was.
Okay, so Jason Tatum, and we'll play them together so that you can hear how similar they sound. The words may be different, but I'm thinking this might have been JT's nod to Kevin Garnett going back exactly 16 years ago Monday.
We did it. We did it! Oh, my God, we did it.
Right now, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking there's no way.
It's the same.
Right. It's the same inflection. It's the same emphasis. It's the same throwing the head back and yelling at the top of your lungs. It is the same. It's just different words.
I will say, though, watching Tatum when he did it, he wasn't, like, laughing. He wasn't smirking like, oh, I'm doing the Garnett. He just, that was his reaction.
What are the chances he practiced it?
I think he had that ready, because there's no way.
Well, there is a way. How many times do you think he's seen that as a member of the Celtics over the past 16 years?
We did it! Anything's possible!
It's the same note. The same pitch. It's the same tune.
It's identical.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's something that he had planned and couldn't wait to be able to trot it out there. How about winning a title with your fans, finally, after treating them to some really painful losses? They're able to capitalize at home in Game 5.
This is going to be a night that I'll remember for the rest of my life, from the game, the celebration, these moments. Over the last couple of years, we had some tough losses at home in the playoffs, and we've lost the NBA championship at home in front of our fans. We had a chance to beat Miami in Game 6 a few years ago and lost that one. So to have a big win, the biggest win that you could have in front of your home crowd, I felt like that was really important to go out there and do everything in my power to make sure we won this game tonight.
Our growth together, we've been through a lot. You know, we've been playing together for 7 years now. We've been through a lot, you know, the losses, the expectations, the media. You know, I've said all different types of things. You know, we can't play together. We were never going to win. We heard it all. You know, but we just blocked it out, and we just kept going. I trusted him. He trusted me. And we did it together. So, you know, to get to this point, you know, and share that experience with JT is just awesome. I can't, you know what I mean? It's just amazing, and it feels great.
Love it. Love it for those two. As I say, anything worth having is worth sacrificing for, and they have done it. Jaylen Brown was a man on a mission this season. He was not going to go through that again. And there's some other really cool stories as well. 38-year-old Al Horford talking about his first win, and the guy's so excited for him. Kristaps Porzingis, who does play a handful of minutes last night off the bench, I wouldn't say he had no impact. He had a couple of buckets, but not the same guy that provided the jolt of energy in the opener of this finals. Jrue Holiday becoming the first NBA player ever to collect two rings for two different franchises in his first year with those teams. So you want to talk about impact, the comfort and the confidence of having a Drew Holiday who's distributing the basketball, and then Joe Mazzulla, who what was it 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was coaching at the D2 level in college and is now an NBA championship coach. So a lot of pretty incredible stories. But then there's the other side of it, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And so the Mavericks, as a 5 seed, they get to the NBA Finals. That's huge. But Luka, Kyrie, Jason Kidd, yeah, what do you take away from this experience? There's a photo, by the way, of Jason lifting up Deuce with all the confetti. I mean, they got close enough that you could at least see it's Jason Tatum. But really neat photo of Deuce and his daddy. I retweeted that from the NBA. Love to hear from you. What other teams have chance?
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Championship expectations every year, fair or unfair. This is the label and the weight and the pressure that they carry. But what does Boomer Esiason always say to us? Pressure is a privilege, baby.
We did it! It's impossible!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And that'll do it. The Boston Celtics are champions of the NBA for 2023-2024 and for the 18th time in franchise history, as they defeat the Dallas Mavericks in 5 games, winning Game 5 tonight, 106-88.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Chuck Cooperstein on Mavericks Radio. We talked to him last week following Game 3. And for him, the major difference between the two teams, the three-point shooting. He felt like that was the one area where the Mavericks really could not compete or had not competed with the Celtics. Now, I say there are other layers to it. Clearly, the Celtics are deeper when it comes to impact scorers. Not that Peyton Pritchard is that, but everybody out there who's got the ball in his hands essentially can score. The guys that you regularly see on the court. Derek White is a ferocious defender and doesn't care about his teeth, but also can hit the three when he gets hot. We know the Celtics' three-point shooting this season was off the charts. It was their main weapon, along with their defense. And the Mavericks, while they do have that potential, didn't match up in that area. But I say the offensive rebounds are another major disparity, especially in the Game 5 clincher. 15 of them for the Celtics. And that's without KP going for any rebounds, really. The fact that they were able to defend 1 through 5. What did Jrue Holiday say after the opener? Even our white guys guard. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Glad to have you with us in the wake of the NBA champion finally getting crowned. It's over. We may have a Stanley Cup champion crowned tonight. The game is... I thought it was in Florida. Wait, am I missing? What game am I on? Why do I feel like it's in Florida? Wait, I'm looking. Hold on. I feel like game 5. In Florida. Okay. Jay and I had a miscommunication. We were thinking about two different games. Anyway, game 5 is in South Florida, where I know the Panthers would like to be able to do the same thing. They'd like to be able to clinch this and not see the series go back to Edmonton. Man, that's a long flight, too.
Wouldn't be until Friday, game 5.
Right, because they give him an extra travel day. So it's nice that we could, on back-to-back nights here on the show, be crowning champions. I'm okay with putting winter sports in the rearview mirror. I guess technically it would be before summer officially starts, because that's Thursday. Yes, I'm being snarky. So we're asking you about teams that have sky-high championship expectations every year, regardless of what the roster looks like. That's not the Dallas Mavericks, but I maybe think going into next season, this is a team that you need to watch.
A positive note that we can take from this series, just how far we made it, and how proud of it I am of the guys. And we answered a lot of questions this year on what we were capable of doing, and now it's just about being consistent. I think, probably in the last week I said that, I wanted to be remembered as one of the best teams of this era. The last few champions have been a new one each and every year. So I see an opportunity for us to really build our future in a positive manner where, this is almost like a regular thing for us, and we're competing for championships.
I could see if you use Kyrie, Luka. Now, obviously, you've got to have defenders out there too. PJ Washington had some really nice games. He's a great role player. Love Derek Lively. Cannot wait to see what Derek Lively does in the NBA. 20 years old, and he was tremendous in his first season. So there are some good pieces in place. Your top two superstars, though, they don't defend with the same intensity as they score. And that can be a liability when you get this deep in the postseason. What about Luka Doncic? I mean, he had, I think it was 9 points in the first half. Don't quote me. It wasn't obviously like the first quarter or the first half of game number 4 in which he was off the charts. But yeah, the Celtics defense make life difficult for him.
They were physical a lot. They have great defenders. Just everything. They're a great team. That's what they do.
He was pretty short with his answers. I could certainly understand it. He was asked how healthy. He didn't want to talk about his health. That has nothing to do with it. He was also asked about what he'll take away. Almost it's a building block sort of question, like you just heard from Kyrie. What can we use from this series, from this experience, to help us build in the future? But Luka just wasn't in that headspace.
Right now, I don't really know. It's not what I'm thinking, but they're a great team. They've been together for a long time. and they had to go through everything. So we just got to look at them, see how they play, maturity. And they have some great players. We can all learn from that. And, we got to fight next season.
He's one of the best players in the world. And so I think the biggest thing for him is that we all, would like to be healthy, but there's going to be bumps and bruises along the way. And so for him at the age of 25 to get to the finals, to be playing his basketball at the level that he's playing is now is just, being consistent And I think we all would say he led the league in scoring. And so he also is one. So it's, now it's just a matter of being consistent. And again, always being in the talk for MVP, because when you have one of the best players in the world, you should be always fighting for a championship.
28 points, a dozen rebounds, 5 assists, 7 turnovers in the elimination game. But he was the first player in NBA history to lead the league in points, rebounds, assists, and steals during the playoffs. No one's ever done that. And this, you know, with the different maladies that he was suffering. And remember, he had to have the painkiller before he could play in game 2. I don't know if they did it the rest of the way through the series as well. I think the Mavericks have a lot more to offer. He is really young. Jason Tatum's only 26, and he had to go through this multiple times before realizing the championship. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love some of your answers about teams that have sky-high expectations every year, whether fair or unfair. Mark says the 49ers every season, it's championship or bust. It's an expectation not just to make the playoffs. Nobody cares about that. Well, some people care about that. Jerry responds, what about the Alabama Crimson Tide? Bunch of you are saying the Toronto Maple Leafs, which I think is interesting. Others saying the Montreal Canadiens, despite the long streak of futility right now, not just for those two teams, but for the entire nation of Canada. It's interesting that you would put anyone in that realm, except I guess if it's your national sport, it's your national pastime, it's your national treasure. But do you expect the other shoe to drop? Kind of like the Buffalo Bills. Just saying. I hope that you have an awesome Tuesday. We're back with you tonight. Great to catch up with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network. Boom!
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.